Philip Yates.
And if a woman is wearing nice beads, you say it's a necklace or a pretty strand of beads or a
pretty string of beads, yeah.
String of beads. Uh-huh. And after a wedding, you used to kind of tease the bride and groom. Some people tell me they used to get a cowbell and hook it on a wagon and just haul them around. What was that?
I don't know. Obviously, I'm hooking bells on the cars, you know, behind the cars where the bride and groom were going to take a trip. Hanging a lot of cowbells on behind the car where it'd be ringing.
Did you ever call that a shivery or a serenade?
No, I don't know what they call it.
Uh-huh. The man that used to stand up with the groom, call him the best man today. When you were a boy, did you call him a waitman or a waiter?
I've always heard him best man.
His best man. Uh-huh. And on Christmas, what do you say to somebody if you meet him, your brother? Christmas morning, you say what to him?
Well, I don't know.
Did you say Happy Christmas or Merry Christmas?
Yeah, Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas to you.
Did you ever say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
You?
Merry Christmas.
When you were a boy, did you ever have a different greeting?
Get to what?
If you were a boy, when you were a boy, and you met, say, your uncle or somebody, what would you say to him on Christmas?
Well, good morning, Jim. Happy birthday. Happy Christmas to
you. Never say Christmas.
Get it.
You ever hear?
Christmas give. Christmas give over there, something like that.
Do they never use Christmas gift anymore?
No, no.
That's gone. Mm-hmm. And somebody who wears funny looking clothes, they're old fashioned or they don't match, you say, he sure looks...
He looks funny, don't he?
Uh-huh. Like a tramp.
Yeah.
Two men have a fight, and the one knocks the other one down, knocks him out, you say. That one man is sure what the other one?
Well, I just say he knocked him out.
You ever say he whopped him?
What?
You ever say he whopped him?
He whopped him a good one, didn't he?
Uh-huh. And what do you call a man who... doesn't like to spend money. Say he's awfully...
He's chinchy.
Chinchy?
He's tight.
Tight?
He's a tightwad.
Skin flint?
Yeah, he's a tightwad. He's chinchy. He holds good.
And ever call him close? Or?
He's close. He's tight.
And if a woman is wearing her best clothes, you say she is sure all... woman is wearing her best clothes. You say, she looks nice. She's all...
all dressed up.
All dressed up. And the old person that gets around very well, you say he sure is what for his age?
He's spry for his age.
And somebody doesn't want to work or doesn't have any ambition, you say he's just...
If you spawn an expression, I'd say he ain't worth a damn.
We want to find out.
He's too damn sorry for anything. He ain't worth a cut.
And the bird that uses his beak and drills a hole in the tree?
Peck of wood.
The little thing is about so long, they're bigger than a cricket. And they jump around in the grass. Some people use them for bait.
Grasshopper.
An old dilapidated house that people are afraid to go into. They think it's full of ghosts or something. What do you call that?